Former President Donald Trump plans to return Saturday to the site where a gunman tried to assassinate him in July, setting aside what are now near constant worries for his physical safety in order to fulfill a promise, really an obligation, he said recently, to the people of Butler, Pennsylvania. I'll probably start off by saying, as I was saying, the Republican presidential nominee has joked, in a bit of black humor about a speech cut short when a bullet struck Trump's ear and he was whisked off stage, fist aloft, with blood dripping across his face.